Sorry, it's a good song. Forgot how good of a song that was. You know who this is dedicated to? Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio definitely needs somebody to wake him up when September ends, because he's been sleeping in that first month of the season since he was hired as the head coach. 0-7 in the month of September. And when you can't get a solid start, you're playing catch-up the entire season, so every game becomes critical, every turnover becomes critical. And that has been the Broncos specifically for these last two seasons. Why are they bad? Why? I mean, last year, Colbs, we had the Tennessee game. You remember the Tennessee game? You had the timeouts left. You didn't use them. You forgot? He even admitted it. Didn't realize I had those. And I get it. Whatever. It's a weird thing. I'm trying to get past it. He's kicking field goals at weird times in the game. He's not kicking field goals in easier times of the game. He's studying his defensive playbook and not getting a play call in fast enough. I'm not going to say that he's a confused coach. I'm just going to say he seems overwhelmed at times. When I look at him on the field, like, defensive mastermind, no doubt about it. He's excellent when it comes to that. But it does seem like there's a lot to juggle. And he's remained the head coach for two seasons, and that's been fantastic. Good for him. But you have to at some point fix this. And again, my blog is whiny. I'm whiny. I understand this. But it was the wrong decision. This was a short-sighted decision. And I guess we're going to find out right off the... Listen, they're probably going to win some games in September. In fact, they have to. They should go 3-0. If they don't, if they go 1-2 in these first three, bye-bye, Victor. Seriously, that soon. And then Drew gets a shot. Pat Shurmur would take right over as the head coach. You want to talk about pressure. Like, CSU has some pressure tomorrow night. UNC, there's no pressure. CU has to win that thing because it's disrespectful. You're right. Aaron texting in his prediction. Give me some predictions. We'll do a lot of that tomorrow, too, but I'll take them now. 42-31. Buffs. Like, I could see maybe that close, but I'm having a harder time. I'm seeing it unravel at some point. That's my fear, but we'll get into more of that. Talk about pressure, though. You got the easiest schedule, third easiest schedule in the NFL, and the easiest portion of that is those first three games. If you can't win two of three of them, would you think that Vic Fangio should be fired? It's just kind of like looking at CSU's schedule. Doesn't get any easier. You know, you've got those three games, and you haven't even touched your AFC West opponents yet. You have Baltimore in the fourth game of the season. So, yeah. Okay, people are thinking, well, that's why Vic went with Teddy, because you just can't afford the turnovers. And I look at it and say it's a short-sighted decision. Because this is the, okay, we want to get a guy in there that's safe. Let's go with the safe bet right now, a guy that's not going to take a lot of chances. He's going to find his tight ends. He's going to live in the check-down world, not going to go deep a whole heck of a lot. We're just going to really take what the defense gives us. And listen, if the defense is top five and you have, I don't know, top 10 rushing attack, maybe Melvin Gordon looked good and Javonte Williams, we're raving about this guy, then yeah, you're probably going to be able to get by with Teddy. That's my concern. I do think the Broncos, with Teddy or Drew, go 3-0 out the gates. I think that they win 10 games. 10 plus. But then I ask this question. Then what? You win 10 games. Maybe 11. You squeeze into the playoffs. You're going to play... If you win 10 to 11 games, that's like winning 9 to 10 now, or back then, about last year, back in the day. And so you'd be going up against an upper echelon team in the AFC. You'd be going up... Obviously, only one bye. But you would be going up against either Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City will probably get the first round bye, but maybe they don't. Maybe they drop one and the Buffalo gets a tiebreaker over them or something. But that's who you're going to play in the first round. So let me ask you this. Are the Broncos going to be able to outduel Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes? At this stage, the answer is no. So you lose in the first round, more than likely, and you're picking in the mid-20s. You load this thing up again with Teddy? Because listen, I'm willing to predict this right now. Teddy's not breaking records. Teddy's not going to put together a career year. Well, maybe, because you have one extra game. It's like an extra 300 yards you can add. Or in his case, an extra 200 yards. So that is my prediction. That's where I'm sticking with that. So I'm going with the mindset of Teddy's going to be average. Well, you're not going to get a franchise quarterback in the first round next year unless you get lucky and you land a Lamar Jackson. But do you guys predict that's going to happen? Odds of that happening aren't very good. So then what? You try to move up in the draft? You reload with Teddy, another year of average quarterback. Dare I say you do the damn quarterback competition again? You wait for Aaron to finish his Jeopardy dreams over the summer and do this whole thing again, this whole rigmarole, this whole last dance? I mean, I've had just about enough of that whole thing, to be real honest. The last dance. No. That's Jordan's thing. Stop. Come up with your own thing. All right? That was the documentary. Do your own thing. The last cheese. I don't know. It's Packers. Deshaun Watson, wait for those legal troubles to clear up. I don't like that. I don't like the whole, well, we'll wait and see. We could get Aaron Rodgers if he wants to. That's the plan. And so my thing is, if they're 50-50, again, go with Drew for the first three games. They're the easy ones. And you're having your cake and you're eating it too. You're winning. Because they're 50-50. And you're also getting a glimpse of, is that guy the future? Now, I wouldn't put money on either one of these guys being a Denver Broncos starting quarterback next year at this stage. Now, if Drew gets in and shows the world what he can do, maybe. But I like knowing. Do you want Drew Lock to seriously be another the one that got away? Because I think this guy could potentially still be a good quarterback. I don't know that he'll want to be in Denver after what happened this year. I don't know. He's still a pretty young guy. He's going into his third year. He's had one full year of football, folks. 1 year and five games. And you can make excuses. That's sports sometimes. It was a COVID year. It was a weird offseason year. He switched up offensive coordinators in that year. I wrote a blog about this before this all happened, Colfax, on my Deep Thoughts of the Wandering Mind, and you guys didn't like it. I said they shouldn't have drafted all these receivers and brought in Melvin Gordon and thrown all these pieces at Drew and this new offensive coordinator. So we're giving him a new scheme. We're giving him a bunch of new weapons. And it's just like overload. You needed to ease him into it. Well, now he's got that year. You didn't ease him into it. You threw him into the fire. Is he battle tested? There was only one way to find out. September's a miserable time for Denver. And I do think that the positive for Vic here is, well, the positive is that they should go 3-0. They have to go 2-1. The positive is that you have an easy schedule. The negative is that the pressure is there. Because if you got the Giants, you got Jacksonville, you got New York. I don't see any of those teams, and I know they got young quarterbacks that they're all happy with, and Daniel Jones is kind of in a really interesting year. I think that if you lose to those two of those teams. You got Baltimore, and then you're at Pittsburgh the very next home against Vegas. It's not getting any easier. Then you're at Cleveland. Colfax, if you go 1-2, you have to salvage your season with Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Vegas, and Cleveland. Cleveland's a playoff team. Vegas might be. I don't have them there, but some say they might be. Pittsburgh, still a playoff team. They got Big Ben. I love their running back now. They're still a playoff team. So you got at least three of the next four after that are playoff teams. Hey, Washington, Dallas, this thing could get out of hand quickly. But I guess at the end of the day, I'd rather know what you have. 16 minutes after the hour, know what you have in Drew Lock. And we may never find out if Teddy's steady Teddy and the Broncos find a way to win games defensively and through the run game, then you might not, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So you might not make any interesting choices. And you go win 10 and you get eliminated from the playoffs, and there we go. I like building up, building into the future, and I think Teddy is a stopgap, and Drew Lock is an unknown. 16 after the hour. Short break coming up. Brian Howell coming up next from Buff Zone. Does he think it's disrespectful? He's an old bear, so he might be looking at this 38. Are we going to get to 40 before kickoff tomorrow night? We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Krista Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Rev Chiropractic, it's my go-to. They're my chiropractor. I've been going there since January, really. Just got to know them. I needed to do something. The back was killing me, so got in there. Dr. Tyler Terry, Dr. Haley Harada, wonderful folks there. And it's certainly different than just pop in and take 5 minutes and then pop out, and then you feel relieved for a moment, but it's really not doing anything. It's kind of like Teddy Bridgewater. You know, it's going to make you okay for now, but it's not the long-term plan. Drew Lock is probably more like Rev Chiropractic. It's the long-term plan. We're going to take care of you for. I'm reaching. Am I reaching now, Colfax? All right. 22 minutes after the hour, Brian Howell joining us from Buff Zone. Brian, you got to get creative in this industry, man. You got to find ways.
I agree with you. It might have been a reach, but hey, like I said, you got to get creative.
All right. Well, we're getting creative with these lines here. Bears fans are feeling a little disrespected, Brian. I keep seeing it, man. It's 35 yesterday. Buffs are favored by 37 now. I've seen some of them all the way up to 38. I'm wondering if we're going to get to 40 before kickoff tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, I don't know how you make lines for
I don't either.
These games, and, you know, I mean, on paper, I guess you look at, you know, CU had a good year last year. UNC's a FCS team that was 2-10 the last time they played, and so I guess it makes sense. But these are two totally different teams than what they were, you know, even the last time the Buffs played, and certainly the last time the Bears played.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of Bears fans want to point to that and say, hey, we kind of hung in, you know, 20 points. But I've kind of said, well, that's true, but you're a different team. This Buffs team, the last time out we saw them, it might not have been a great game at that Alamo Bowl, but they made it to the Alamo Bowl. They won four games in a five-game season. They have the Pac-12 Coach of the Year, Pac-12 Player of the Year. They have some studs. They have some guys that will probably be playing at the next level pretty soon.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, UNC might also, you know, we'll see. But, I mean, that's where UNC to me is, it's so hard to judge how good they are because there's so many transfers and guys that came from the Power 5 level, which is what CU is at. So, you know, how good are they really? So, but you're right. I mean, CU is, they've got a lot of talent. I mean, they've got some good players. I mean, they're stacked at running back. They're stacked at receiver. It might be the best line when healthy that they've had in a while. Defense is looking pretty solid. So, you know, I think they'll be a pretty good team, but, you know, again, it comes down to nobody knows anything about UNC, and that includes CU.
Right. Oh, it includes us, too. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what, you know, we know some of the names, but what do you know? They haven't played in 459,000 days, it seems like. I mean, it's nuts. So there's only so much we can take. I mean, this time last year, you know, we were learning that the FCS season was moving, spring ball was coming up, and they were going to opt into that. And then, of course, since then, the Bears have moved on from their offensive coordinator and grabbed Max McCaffrey, you know, and elevated his position. Dylan transferred. And so you've had a lot of changes, maybe for the better, but you're right, Brian. At the end of the day, even deep insiders don't have a whole lot of information on this team.
No, there's really no information. I mean, Coach Durrell, Colorado, was asked a couple times, do you go back and watch Valor Christian from 2019? He said, yeah, we do, but, like, you know, how do you do a game plan off of Valor Christian? And, you know, that's tough to do because, really, college defenses and offenses are more sophisticated, but, you know, there's a lot of high school coaches on UNC's roster, or coaches of their only experience is high school. So, you know, what's that going to look like? And, you know, we have no idea. So I can see where there's a lot of skepticism about UNC that, you know, Ed McCaffrey's got a big name, but not a lot of experience. And his staff is a lot of high school coaches. I mean, his offensive coordinator has never been a coach, period, and is now going to call plays. So I can see where there's a lot of skepticism.
Yeah, and I mean, I can see it too. Like I've said it a million times, you know, well, there's one part of me that thinks, okay, it's the first game of the season. The Bears are an unknown, so maybe that bodes well for them. So they kind of have this gritty hang in there first half where it's not completely out of the question. And then maybe the Buffs turn it up a little bit late in the third or the fourth. They win by 20 or something like that. There's also the side of me that thinks, it could get ugly. It could live up to what that spread's looking like. Jarek Broussard could just have himself a day and run and break some records tomorrow night. I mean, so I'm having a tough time with it, man.
Yeah, me too. And you know, it's one of those games that, you know, if you're a Buff fan, it makes you nervous because you really want to go into this game, not get hurt, and be able to play your backups for most of that second half and not show anything to Texas A&M, who you have next week. But it doesn't always work that way. I mean, 2017 – UNC came up to Boulder, and you know, it was a game into the second half, and CU won by 20, but they didn't get to play their backups, and it didn't work out like they wanted to. So it's got to make you nervous because this UNC team might be more talented than that 2017 team.
Talking to Brian Howell of the Buff Zone, all things CU Buffs. We'll be talking to Brian every Thursday, and we'll be able to get really more into and more excited for the Buffs. But Brian, it's like I told Mark yesterday. I mean, we're enemies today, man. As much as I love you, we're enemies. We're the voice of the Bears here. I got to represent.
Yeah, I covered UNC in 1996. I love the Bears, and so I hate almost talking bad about them. But you know, when you do look on paper, it's just. It's hard to imagine UNC winning this game, and you know we are kind of enemies, I guess, because you know that's the team I cover is the Buffs, and I expect them to win this game. And it's hard for me to see UNC doing real well in this game, but you know, hey, I've been wrong before and been surprised before, and I'd be fine if I am this time.
I like you've made a couple. Like I loved the point you made about watching high school film too. You talked about that. The other point that's interesting, and this is a real thing. Some fans roll their eyes at this, but. Teams like when you have a team like UNC and you're again, I don't know if they're looking at the spreads, but deep down, Carl Durrell knows, you know, he may not say it out loud, but come on, deep down, he knows. Yeah, we need to win this game. We should absolutely win this game. So that all being said, you don't want to show your hand. You don't want to give a lot of film opportunities for the Texas A&Ms, for your Pac-12 down the road. And so as little as you have to run your good stuff, and you can just line up and go, hey, pound for pound, we're going to push your guys out of the way, our guy's going to run behind you. As much as you can do that, that's the key, right? You don't want to show your hand. So that, who knows, that could bode well for UNC a little bit if the Buffs are kind of trying to hold back in the first half.
Yeah, it could, and that would backfire on the Buffs, certainly, because keep in mind that not only is this Brendan Lewis's first start, but their backup is now Drew Carter, who's never played a game. And CU would love to get him an opportunity to play and get his feet wet in this game. If he doesn't get that opportunity, then it really, you know, it's kind of a, I wouldn't say disaster, but kind of a disappointing game if this ends up being closer than what we think.
Yeah, I mean, no question about it, because there's things you want to do in a game like this, and you're not thinking about it now, but, you know, again, deep down, you'd like to get some guys some experience, and there's not going to be a whole heck of a lot of opportunities. Hopefully you're keeping the rest of the season close, so you'd like to get some guys experience, certainly. So, that I mean, it's going to be interesting. Brian, where are you on this thing? When you look at that spread, like I said, I think we're at 38 now. Do the Bears cover that spread?
You know, actually, the score I predicted is a 38-point win for the Buffs.
So,
I'm right on there. I picked 52-40. So, and I will say, we're in the business where we can sort of overlook the Bears if you're covering the Buffs.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think the Buffs will, to be honest with you. I think that CU's not in a position with their program to be able to overlook anybody. I don't care who it is. They've got to get wins, and they need – they're going to have a hard time getting 6 wins this year, and you know, getting 6 or more wins. So they've got to take care of business, and I don't think they're going to do that. But For me, I do kind of look over this one and think it'll be fairly easy for the Buffs, and I go 52-14, and that they kind of run away with it in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's, I can't really disagree with you, Brian, because I can see it going that way. I don't know if that's what I'll give my pick tomorrow. I don't know if that's where I'll go, but I can't disagree with you. Meanwhile, let's jump around before we let you go, Brian. Look at the Pac-12. UCLA beat up on a Mountain West team, 44-10. I'm hearing some interesting things about UCLA. Do you think they're going to be good this year?
I think they're going to be better than they have been. I'm still not ready to say that UCLA is back and that Chip Kelly has got things going, because they've teased us before in the last couple of years where they'll have a run of 3-4 games where they look dominant and people are like, ooh, they're back. And then they lose 2 or 3 in a row. So, and it is Hawaii. Hawaii's not a great team.
Yeah.
They're really tested this week against LSU, that I know is coming off of a, you know, not a good season last year, but that's a big test for UCLA. We're going to find out a lot more about them this week, but I think they're going to be solid, but not a great team.
And then on the other side, a game that I'm really interested to see. Well, Fresno State, Oregon. I don't know if Fresno State's beat up on UConn, but, I mean, come on. That one's interesting. And then also San Jose State and USC. Obviously, USC is their studs, and that's, you know, at the Coliseum. But there's something about this San Jose State that I'm looking at going, man, this team might be pretty good this year with that quarterback, Nick Starkel.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting game. I mean, if there's an upset in college football, look at that, might be it. I mean, I think USC is pretty solid, and I picked them to win the South, but San Jose State's coming off of a good season, and you know, they've got a little bit of momentum going there, so that could be an upset. That could be a really interesting game. I think Oregon's going to roll past Fresno State. I think really the entertaining one could be USC and San Jose State.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Tonight, Mountain West game, Boise State, UCF. That should be fun. Brian, I'll be down there. I don't know if I'll see you. I'm not going to make my way up to the press box. I'm going to be a fan and try to get this whole experience in, because I haven't been to a game as a fan, and I don't know the last time. And what better place to do that than down in Boulder? Beautiful, beautiful campus.
Absolutely, and get there early so you can watch Little Ralphie run.
Oh, well, that's my plan. I think it's the best. I'm getting Rams fans hating on me today, but I do think it's the best college football tradition as far as mascots in all of college football.
It is, and, you know, it's hard to argue that. I mean, if you're a CSU fan, you will, but it's hard to argue that. And hey, Ralphie, we call her Little. She's always 500 pounds. But, it'll be fun. It's cool that they've got a new Ralphie, and that'll be kind of fun to see her again.
I mean, it's a live buffalo running around a field. It doesn't get much better than that. I don't know how, even if you hate the Buffs, I don't know how you can argue that. It's a real-life buffalo running around a field. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool. Every time, you know, we watch a run, whatever Ralphie it is, it's kind of cool. And it's only a minute long or whatever it is, 30 seconds, but it's pretty cool.
It's worth it, man. It's worth it to get there early. Brian, appreciate you. You're getting some previews and everything together. I know you got your videos coming out and all your written stuff, too. So you just keep grinding. I'll be looking forward to reading up on those, too.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And maybe we'll see you there tomorrow night.
All right, my friend. Brian Howell of the Buff Zone. And he's leaning on that spread. He's thinking maybe the Buffs can do it. And listen, I'll say it. Even though he's off the phone, I still kind of, Colfax, it's hard for me to disagree if you go that route. I could actually see this being a blowout. I could see them hanging in and making it kind of interesting in the mid-third, where you kind of go, you get a turnover, you score, and another turnover, who knows? I'm torn. I'm really torn. I'm very confident with some of my other picks coming up, but I'm very torn there. We got the, speaking of picks, the triumphant return of the Thursday night special. Colfax, we were going to wait until the NFL week, till next week. Tampa Bay and Dallas play next Thursday night. We were going to wait, but Reader's Digest, the Yellow Pages, National Enquirer, they've all done big stories on where has the Thursday night special been. And because of that outcry, we felt pressure to put it back together for you again, even though we're not quite into the NFL season. There's a big one tonight, and I got my eyes on it. We're going to get to that. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Catch the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Yeah. 12 p.m., waking up at the noon. Gotta get sports, gotta hear the radio. Gotta hear the whole show, gotta hear the pick. Hearing everything, Brady's voice is going. Picking on and on, Philip Lindsay rushing. Gotta break 1,000 rush yards. Gotta catch the ball, I see the goal. Kicking from the 20s, picking from the soul. Gotta make my mind up, which team should I pick? It's Thursday, Thursday, gotta make a pick on Thursday. Everybody's looking forward to this Thursday night. Yeah, it's Thursday, Thursday, gotta make a pick on Thursday. Everybody's looking forward to this Thursday. Picking it, picking it, yeah! Picking it, picking it, yeah! Run, 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 run. Looking forward to this Thursday.
Did that kill your soul a little bit to do that one? Because her lyrics are pretty rough.
No, I mean, I wrote that.
Well, you wrote that, but she then came up with something after you.
Yeah, something else. No, I actually got really famous off that song.
Yeah, and then she tried to rip it off, which is just stupid.
And she made it really bad.
Yeah, who wants to hear a song about Friday?
Friday.
No, it's Thursday. It's Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Everything that's great in this world happens on Thursday. Well done. Well done yet again. Woo! Okay, we return. We took a little break. I'll be real honest. The clouds don't open up for me to make picks during regular season baseball. It doesn't work that way. Football, that's my wheelhouse, all right? That's where we go. We're sticking with that. I don't even know what our record is. It's up there somewhere if you want to go check it out. I'm looking at this one tonight. You got an interesting one. Mountain West guy, certainly love the Mountain West. Boise State tonight against UCF. The Broncos are, last I checked, are they 6-point dogs or are they 4-point dogs? Either way, it's going to be a battle. And they're going on without their head coach. They got a new head coach. At times they are a changing. Everything's different for this group now. And anytime you make a change at the head coach, it can be very different. It can certainly be, Andy Avalos, he was a legend for Boise State. And so I think a lot of Broncos fans are excited, but they're replacing a legend, Brian Harsin, and now he's with Auburn, so the question marks are there. Jesse Kurtz told us at the Mountain West Network yesterday that Boise State could maybe struggle out the gates here. Certainly could be the case. They got UCF, UTEP, Oklahoma State, and they're at Utah State. Utah State shouldn't be an issue, but Oklahoma State, yeah, it could be tough. This is a big one. But they got their quarterback back, Hank Bachmeier. He was pretty solid last year. Not as great as they wanted him to be, but only played so many games. I think they played 7 games overall, and they lost 2. They lost to San Jose State, and they lost to BYU. They got blown out by BYU. And I'm not taking the easy way out either. I'm not taking points. I like the Boise State Broncos to win tonight on the road. Uh-oh.
Oh, me know it true.
Oh.
That be so blue.
Ripley's gonna air it out downfield. 1-on-1 coverage. And this one is caught. And backing into the end zone is Jerry Jeudy.
Oh my goodness.
It's not good. It's not good.
Mayday, mayday. Mavs in trouble. He's in a black spin.
If you're a Mavs coach.
Ripley throws down the sideline.
Now I made a connection.
Throw by Brett Rippin.
Love us some Brett Rippin.
Need that. They need guys like that.
Just watch the canopy.
Go out and cut it loose. And play till the final down. And that's really came true tonight.
Oh, that's the geese.
Oh no. Oh god.
Is that?
Oh god.
Got really sad.
Top Gun.
Oh my gosh, it did get sad. Oh. Wow,
Goose crashes in the ocean.
Goose crashes in the ocean, and that was the fear with the Boise State. Even though it's not on that field tonight, but still, you can't talk about Boise State without talking about their field.
Blue field.
It goes with them wherever they go.
Yes.
That was a legitimate fear, apparently, was that the geese were going to see that it was an ocean. I think it was an ocean or a lake and go, oh, hey, we're geese. Let's go down there and watch. Crash. And it didn't. That's never happened that we know of anyway. Well done. I like it. I like the Broncos to get the dub tonight. I'm not taking points. I'm taking the overall win on the road at UCF. UCF last season. I mean, they put together a decent season, getting into the roofclaim.com bowl. Love that name of the bowl. So I mean, they won a lot of games, man. They lost to BYU 49-23. It's gonna be good. Tonight I'm pumped. This is 5 o'clock game, so it's not quite Thursday night. It's earlier, Thursday afternoon kind of deal, late afternoon, but it works out. So we'll see. Start the football season off right. I'm still not sure if I'm going to do college football picks and NFL picks, but I'm definitely going to do a pick and definitely going to do NFL. The Weld County Swami says, nothing says football is back like Colfax's smooth voice. It's true. I mean, people just know, oh, there's a pick coming. And Colfax wrote a song specifically for Thursday night. It just doesn't get much better than that. I'm trying to go for the gold this year, man. I want a 90% winning record here. I want to go over the top. No 500s here. Not messing around. So Boise State, you take care of business tonight. Hank Bachmeier, I think, is going to have himself a game tonight. Now, special teams is interesting. Like, they were good at special teams. You remember Avery Williams, who blocked like 37 punts against CSU, returned kicks and did everything? Well, he's gone. He had 9 career return touchdowns and blocked 5 kicks. But they have another guy that they're pretty excited about, and several guys, actually, that they're pumped to see. So I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic about Boise State tonight and throughout the course of the season. I think the Broncos will pick up where they left off, even with the coaching change, because they still got a lot of leftovers. I think it might be like the Bobo effect. McElwain built this team up. Bobo came in and still won 7 games, and that was respectable. I think you could see Boise State be something like that. But they are projected to win the Mountain West Mountain side of things, and I think they start off on the right foot by beating UCF tonight in an upset, a slight upset. 47 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. We're going to wrap up the show on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For all things Rams football, tune in to Rams Weekday, Thursday nights at 5 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Morning traffic, news, and issues. Mornings with Gale, weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
We got Sterling and Eaton High School football tonight. Clark Johnson, Mike Danson on the call. I'm excited about that one. Should be fun. His coverage begins at 6:30 with the kickoff just after 7 o'clock. And again, tomorrow night, we will have on the air, starting at 6 with the Blue and Gold Game Day preview show presented by PDC Energy. That thing starts at 6 o'clock with Ed McCaffrey's very first game of his college football coaching career is tomorrow at 7 o'clock right here on 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Listen on TuneIn, listen on 1310KFKA.com. It's all going to be great, man. It's a busy, busy time. Tomorrow we'll get to a football Friday. You're going to be out, Colfax. That's okay. We'll give you the break. Next week's going to be like an official football Friday because we'll have everything, Broncos included. I'll get you my full picks, my thoughts, my spread covers, all that stuff in the football hour and the 1 o'clock hour tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Man, those lyrics are just awful for that other song that she ripped off of yours. Yours is so much more thoughtful and, deep.
Relevant.
Relevant. I mean, that Friday, how did that girl get famous for that song?
I think it was just so bad.
I mean, there's a line in here. Look at this. This is seriously written by somebody. Like, I would think this, yesterday was Thursday. Today is Friday, partying. We so excited. We so excited. We're going to have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes afterwards. I don't want this weekend to end.
Wow.
Tomorrow is Saturday. If it's Friday tomorrow, yeah.
What comes after Sunday, though?
That's the thing.
Now
she
I'm
doesn't
lost.
Really talk about that. I'm a little confused by that. It's weird. Got to get down on Friday. Wow. Do you ever have an argument with someone who's like, pop music is great, and then you're like, really? Okay, I'm going to Google some lyrics real fast. And then when you read it to them, they're like, wow, there's just not a lot.
Pretty bad.
It's not, but they don't care.
No, it just sounds good.
It sounds good. Saying Friday 37 times in the song.
Party and yeah. How do you not?
I don't. I mean, I when I first heard that song, I was like, this is a joke, right? This is like the Lonely Island guys.
Right.
That's what I thought. But and she's a young girl, and I'm trying not to like hurt her feelings and stuff. But, you know, if I would have been that age and made that song, I would have been mad at myself, too. but we bought it. People bought into it. And That's why it became famous. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
That's my life.
It speaks to all of us, doesn't it? That's the thing about this song, is it speaks to everybody. Wow. It's all about Friday through Sunday. No one wants to think about Monday. It's all about Friday through Sunday. Yeah. You don't make a song about Monday unless it's sad and depressing. Like Monday.
We have that one, too. Right?
Yeah, well, that one's good, though. Yeah. You did because you turned it into Thursday.
Yeah.
Wow, people that make songs about days, right? That's stupid. All right, that's going to do it for us. Pick Central's coming up. I wonder what they think of the Boise State pick. We'll find out. The Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary at 3 o'clock. And I'll be back with you guys, 5 o'clock. We got Rams Weekly. For Rams fans, this is an in-depth program with Chris Abshire and Kevin Lytle. All things Colorado State football. We get you set for South Dakota State and a little bit more. So tune into that one, 5 o'clock. We'll have the podcast and everything. You can find all of our podcasts at 1310kfk.com. Good night, Northern Colorado. Partying, yeah.